Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. Hump day, middle of the weekday. Starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hon Friday and another amazing weekend of whatever it is they're going to come up with now. And we've got lots to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with whatever your comments and questions are. Now then, Donald Trump continues to stand his ground, continues to talk about issues we know are genuine, and continues to battle it out with the corporate media that is desperate to try and pull that wool back over your eyes about what things are really like in this country. And Donald Trump, you know, responded to all this constant wailing about Hillary won the popular vote, Hillary won the popular vote. And Trump says the same thing we've all been saying. You have to subtract those illegal immigrant voters who are not supposed to vote and all the dead voters and everything. At which point, the corporate media, which is a part of the election fraud system in this country, because remember, Voters News Service is owned by the TV news networks and some of the influential papers. So this is actually their thing that's being exposed here. So they're out there screaming, well, there's absolutely no proof of this. It's ridiculous. It's how you're threatening democracy by saying our elections may not be honest. And remember, we already have three websites you should be looking at. VoteFraud.org, which has estimated at least 3 million illegal immigrants voted in this last election. You have TrueTheVote.org, which came up to the same numbers. And then you have blackboxvoting.org, which is Bev Harris' operation that has been dealing with this issue of election fraud for years here. So the New York Slimes comes on out and says it's an absolute lie to claim that millions of illegals voted in the election. Now, this is an absolutely unsupportable statement. The New York Slimes can't actually know. Why? Because of all those states that threw out voter ID laws. The New York Slimes can't prove that only legal citizens voted in this last election because the system is set up to hide that. So the New York Slimes is out there saying, it's a lie, it's a lie, and how dare you? And basically, if you remember the expression, hoist with your own petard, the corporate media just did exactly that, because Donald Trump is now calling for a major investigation into election fraud. And there is so much there to be found. I mean, they found it during the primaries, during the general election. When Jill Stein was having the recounts, they found even more of it, all of it favoring Hillary Clinton. Detroit actually stopped their recount because they had more votes than voters. And they just, this is nonsense. It's absolute ridiculousness. Now, the corporate media is still out there trying to defend their claim that hardly anybody showed up for Donald Trump's election, and still trying to stand by that photo that Reuters put out that was obviously taken hours before the inauguration began. And even though CNN echoed that same statement, they put out their gigapixel resolution image of Trump's inauguration speech, and you can see it's a huge crowd. Now, Trump's inauguration broke live streaming records. More and more people are on live streaming. They're getting off of their cable TV. More about that later on. And Donald Trump's inauguration was the most watched news event streamed online to date. So this idea that nobody was watching, nobody was supporting. By the way, did anything ever come of that concert they were going to have down in Florida where a bunch of liberal has-been celebrities were going to sing and dance and try and steal Trump's thunder? Did that even happen? I don't even know at this point here. Now, Bill Maher is out there screaming about Donald Trump and his grab comment from years ago. And Jenna Jameson finally had enough of that and basically said, you know, she's seen Bill Maher at the Playboy Mansion actually doing the grabbing, not even just talking, but just doing it, which a lot of that does happen at the Playboy Mansion. And they have security who will escort you out if you do that. But I guess if you're a Bill Maher, you can get away with it. And so once again, we have a liberal saying, you can't say that, you can't say that, but I can do it. I'm allowed to do it. And look about the hypocrisy. You have all those women marching in Washington, D.C. Over a crass comment that Donald Trump made before he even entered political office, and still not a word about former President Bill Clinton, who's been accused of rape and sexual assault dozens of times. But it's okay for Bill Clinton to behave this way because, after all, he's a liberal. And we love liberals. We'll forgive anything a liberal will do. But when it comes to Donald Trump, he's been accused of horrible, horrible crimes, and even innocence shouldn't be allowed to be a defense. Now, getting on back to hoisting with one's own petard, first of all, before I get into the story, I'm going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. Now, as you know, Madonna came on out with that ridiculous statement about blowing up the White House. She was using the F word. It was going out live on the news network TV. They're probably going to be in trouble with the FCC about that. And somebody actually suggested maybe she said she simply wanted to blow the White House, because remember, she made a promise of a sexual favor she would grant to everybody who voted for Hillary Clinton, which is probably going to take her a long time to do. But the Secret Service is investigating her. She's backing off and saying, you're taking it out of context. I mean, when I'm saying I want to blow up the White House, I mean, there's all sorts of different ways to interpret that. But the backlash is already happening because radio stations all across America are now dropping Madonna's songs from their play rotations. They don't want to have anything to do with this controversy. And, of course, Madonna will be losing money because these radio stations do have to pay a royalty for playing that song on the air. So Trump is basically fighting a war with the establishment media, and he's basically launching all these truth bombs out there. And they're going to lose. The corporate media is going to lose this one. Everything they do blows up in their faces. Now, over at MSNBC, they ran an article still about that inauguration photo, fact-checking White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's inauguration numbers. And MSNBC, he's exaggerating. There was hardly nobody. And it's almost fun watching the corporate media screaming over and over again, we're not the liars. You're the liars. We're not the liars. You are the liars. We are telling the truth. You are the fake news. Like, we're all going to be hypnotized by this and believe this. And when I posted this to whatreallyhappened.com, I put up a side-by-side set of photos from the 2013 inauguration and the 2017 inauguration. And you can see the crowds are pretty much the same size. Now, the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes came out earlier today with a report that President Trump is going to sign an executive order lifting the ban on the CIA's use of black sites, which is where the CIA did all this torturing of people to find weapons of mass destruction that turned out not to exist. And, of course, Sean Spicer came on out and said, that's not a White House document. There's nothing here in the White House about that. They're making it up again. And I'm sure the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes are going to say, oh, yes, Trump's a terrible person who believes in torture, and he's lying to you about it. I mean, I really wonder why we are not seeing an arrest of CNN's president, who literally threatened Donald Trump that if he didn't make nice with CNN, CNN would start a war in the Middle East for him to deal with. Almost reminds me of that character out of that one James Bond movie. Can't believe it. He was a media tycoon, and he was making the news. And he had this global empire, and he was just out there causing all this trouble to sell newspapers and TV shows and stuff. Meanwhile, the New York Slimes is apparently taking offense to this phrase, America first. Ooh, America first. How could you say such a thing? Easy. I'm an American. What are you over there at the New York Slimes? And it's really kind of amazing. The globalists are in a panic, and we are seeing all of the people who were part of this push for a one-world government in the media, and they're just getting more and more hysterical. Now then, to give them a little bit of credit, the New York Times actually ran a correction on their editorial that was attacking the Electoral College because of this claim that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. And the New York Times did admit that in the past, when it was working for the Democrats, the New York Times supported the Electoral College. So the issue was never the Electoral College itself. It's about helping the liberals and attacking the GOP. Remember during that whole primary season when we kept seeing Bernie Sanders winning all the popular votes, and somehow through the machinations of the DNC, Hillary wound up with all the delegates? Nobody was complaining about the system then because Hillary was getting the benefit of it. Boy, I'll tell you, if liberals didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all, I think. We posted a video clip from Denzel Washington, and basically he was being interviewed about what's going on with the fake news, and he came on out and he said, the corporate media is blowing it, because right now they're in a rush to get there first with a story, and they're just not being very careful about checking it out. And he basically wagged his finger at them good and hard, which may have negative consequences for his career, because apparently this anti-Trump blacklist is already running out there in Hollywood. Even Nicole Kidman pulled back on her statement. Welcome to my world, Nicole. Been there, done that, did not buy the t-shirt. Now, as you know, one of the more disreputable things that we have seen coming out of the corporate media were these tweets and comments about Barron Trump, Donald Trump's 10-year-old son. And they were pretty nasty. They were pretty nasty. And the White House issued a statement yesterday reminding everybody that it has been considered a White House and media tradition to allow the families of the president to grow up outside the political spotlight. Nobody went after the Obama kids. No matter how outrageous they behaved, they're off limits. And so should Barron. But again, right now it's an ends justify the means kind of mindset coming over there. Now then, I'm actually getting a lot of emails from around the world where apparently a lot of countries have gotten rid of electronic voting machines and tabulation centers and are now running their elections more or less along the lines of the system I described earlier this week. And apparently South Africa doing the ink on the fingers and the counting of the ballots right there at the voting station. Well, if South Africa can do it, if the Netherlands can do it, if all these other countries can do it, why can't the United States do it? Why must we persist in choosing our government or trying to choose our government with an election system that is opaque, unverifiable, prone to fraud, almost seems designed to facilitate fraud and conceal it? And of course, the corporate media, every time the fraud is exposed, oh, it was a mistake. It was a calibration error. It was a glitch. You know, nothing to see here. Just believe us when we tell you tomorrow who your new leaders are. And it doesn't matter what Trump's investigation into vote fraud finds. The corporate media is part of the problem. They will attack him. They will scream bloody murder that this investigation is a witch hunt, that it's this, that it's that. Because they're part of the problem. They are part of the problem. Now, Donald Trump has whipped out his presidential memorandum pen. I guess they've decided not to call it an executive order anymore because of the negative connotations coming in from his predecessor. But he's basically, as he promised he was going to do, he's imposing hiring freezes, regulatory freezes. And it's his opponents are already out there saying, oh, it's an attack on our living standards. It's an attack on our democratic rights and Harry Truman was right. That Oval Office is the hottest kitchen in the world, and no matter what you do, there's going to be some idiot who doesn't like it. And that's certainly true. Now, somebody actually did a poll of federal employees, and apparently 28% of them said that they're so incensed over Donald Trump's election, they may quit their jobs. Well, Trump's been in office now for coming up on a week, and I'm not seeing a flood of resignations being handed in. Now, Donald Trump has also issued orders from to various groups like EPA and USDA, from talking to the media, broadcasting on social media, or awarding grants. Because what he's seeing going on already are these government agencies that are part of the executive branch trying to bypass him and go directly to the media with statements in support of things like, well, vaccines are safe and GMO is safe and the world is getting warmer and so forth and so on. And so Trump is trying to rein that in and say that the White House will make all the public statements about the executive branch because that's what the White House is in charge of. Now, Rasmussen has run a poll and found three quarters of Americans, or almost three quarters of Americans, are absolutely on board with Donald Trump's blast against the Washington establishment. The vast majority of the American people are in agreement that elitists in Washington, D.C. have grown wealthy at the expense of ordinary American people. And also, according to Rasmussen, Trump's approval rating is booming up since the inauguration. And the liberals and Hillaryites are gritting their teeth here. So, let's see, moving on down here. Interesting little article that came out of Zero Hedge. The Democratic Party is out of ideas, and their strategy to move forward is to quadruple down on this failed identity politics. They almost got Hillary in by turning blacks against the whites and men against women and gays against straight. So they're just going to do more of it. They're going to do more of it going into 2020. Which means the Democratic leadership hasn't learned anything at all. If the Democrats want to start rebuilding their credibility with the American voters, I've got a solution right now, and her name is Tulsi Gabbard. Because this lady is impressive. She is very impressive. And she's going on out and she's dealing with the real world. She's not caught up in ideology. The fact that she's not even being considered for 2020 is a damning indictment of the DNC's leadership. They're talking about Hillary Clinton coming back or Joe Biden. Or Michelle Obama. Remember the screaming about Donald Trump's never held elected office before. Neither has Michelle Obama, and she's on that short list for 2020. Now, speaking of Hillary Clinton, apparently her strategy for her comeback in 2020 is she is going to launch a liberal television talk show, like The View isn't liberal enough, and Hillary will be the host in order to basically keep her face in front of the American people, so that she is well-positioned for another try for the White House in 2020. Now, this will make Hillary America's second oldest female news or talk show host after Joy Behar of The View. Now, that, of course, is supposing that somewhere in the next 4 years, Hillary is not charged with a felony. And we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton is giving every sign that she's going to try and run for the White House again in 2020. And she just wants to be America's first female president. She doesn't really have any kind of a policy or plan beyond that. And so she's launching this new liberal TV talk show, like we don't already have enough of those, so that her face is constantly in front of America, or at least those Americans who tune into her. Now, the one thing that will stop Hillary from running for the White House in 2020 is if she's convicted of a felony. Now, remember, when James Comey came on out talking about the email server scandal, he went down the list acknowledging violations of Title 18. Then, of course, as apparently he was ordered to do, said, well, we're not going to bring charges. But that's not the same thing as exoneration. Hillary can still be charged for those crimes. If the incoming attorney general looks at that list of Title 18 violations, Hillary could be charged for that. And then you have Judicial Watch is looking at the Clinton Foundation and the email server. The IRS is looking at the Clinton Foundation. It's going to be a very long 4 years. And all it takes is one felony conviction, and she is banned from holding public
office. All righty, let's see. Let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Scott in Norfolk, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Isn't it fantastic just 5 days into President Trump's administration that Dow hits 20,000?
Well, there's a lot of optimism on Wall Street. Trump is talking about all these infrastructure projects, and they're all constrained to use American-supplied material and American labor. So that's a very good thing. And apparently Wall Street is also excited about the fact that we may be offloading all of these illegal immigrants and refugees who've been a burden on social services and the tax base. So, yeah, it's all good news.
Well, what I called about was I have had a feeling in the last several years that the DNC is alienating black voters. And what made me really feel that way was after the 2000 election when Al Gore refused to allow the black caucus to challenge the election results. And they needed one senator in the Senate to vote to challenge the results, and they couldn't get one. There was not a black senator in there or anybody that would challenge the results. And what makes me think about it now more now than ever is the last time the crowd size at the mall in Washington, D.C. caused controversy was the Million Man March. Remember when they said that the Clinton administration said, oh, there's not that many black fathers that were out in the mall?
Yeah, and I remember that.
That is bringing back memories. And another thing is these social justice warriors, particularly the white liberal ones, are over-dramatically presenting themselves as the victims over and above their fellow black liberals who are going from a black president to what they have been led by the media to fear, a Trump presidency who's not going to help them. And they're feeling that their views are being eclipsed by these privileged white social justice warriors. And it's offensive. And just to point out one video that I've had some black colleagues say that was offensive was the Hollywood actors and actresses that did the retake on the I Will Survive song. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that one, yes.
And a lot of the white actors in that acted blasé about it. As they're singing Gloria Gaynor's heartfelt words.
Yes.
That's offensive. That's offensive to blacks, whether they're liberal or conservatives. I think the liberals are going to mess up, because once Trump is going to bring back the jobs, and a lot of those jobs are not only going to go to the manufacturing jobs, going to go to everybody that wants them.
Well, four years from now, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're about to hit a commercial break. 4 years from now, everybody in the United States of America is going to understand that all of these claims about Donald Trump made by the corporate media and the liberals and Hillary's campaign were just lies, because he's not going to turn into this monster that we were all told he would. He's on track to keeping most of his campaign promises. Anyway, Scott, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here and start with Bill in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Just had two quick things to say. First, I wanted to recommend the video to you and the rest of our Rivero Rangers. When you get done watching all the JFK conspiracy videos and the Zapruder film, I highly recommend watching this video with Jim Mars that interviews James Files. I'm not going to get into why. You can make your own decision on it, but that guy was there, man. I mean, it's pretty lengthy, but when you listen to what it's a guy that's in jail, and I think he was one of the hitmen that worked under Sam Giancana, but it was a lot involved in it. You know that. I mean, but
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of documentaries and all, and this, it's really intense.
Yeah, but, okay. What was the name of that video again?
It's Jim Mars, and I'm sure you know who he is. And
yes,
he interviews this convict. His name is James Files. And I think the video is called I Shot JFK or something, but if you log in, Jim Mars interviews James Files. It's pretty lengthy, but I've seen a lot of different things about it, and all that. And
I've heard of this guy before here. He's serving life in prison already, and he's come on out and said that he was one of the hired shooters in Dealey Plaza, one of many, obviously. I think when E. Howard Hunt passed away, he passed on some information to his son also, because that JFK assassination, that was the black core of the whole Watergate scandal, and that's why Richard Nixon had to resign rather than let the investigation move forward, because had it come on out that John F. Kennedy had been assassinated by a multitude of groups that included the U.S. government itself, and then the U.S. government covered it up and lied about it, that would have delegitimized the entire government.
Yeah, and there was a lot involved in it, and he was actually an Army buddy, this James Files. He has nothing to lose, nothing to gain. He's not getting paid. He's not getting rich off of it or anything, but I'm not going to ruin it by explaining the video because I don't want to run out of time here, but if you haven't seen it, it's about an hour and a half long, but, I mean, when he explains how he was there and all the, I don't want to get into it, but it's too lengthy, but I'm telling you, I think he was the guy. But anyway, one thing I wanted to ask you about that no one's talking about, but you did mention that the globalist New World Order would probably most likely throw a false flag up to attack the United States and blame it on Russia. But one thing I think no one's talking about that I saw this Japanese scientist talking about, and he has gone to Congress several times, and they have a solution, and they have the equipment and the technology to save our power grid. If the power grid was attacked in some way and they blame it on Russia or whatever they're going to do and shut it down, I mean, it'll make Argentina look like a picnic in the park. I mean, you're talking, you know, no electricity, no water. People start eating their animals, and they turn to cannibalism. I mean, it gets pretty ugly. Anyway, he's went to Congress several times. He's a Japanese scientist. I cannot remember his name, but you probably know who he is, you know, with your background and NASA and everything.
I'll look at that. Anyway, listen, I got to let you go. We got other callers on the line here. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha. What's on your mind today?
Yes, aloha, Mike. I want to talk about the Women's March.
Okay.
I have a new terminology. And the new terminology is we have got feminists. And we know feminists have been taken over a long time ago because feminism was something else. But I have another one that's malolist, so malolist. The males also. So I saw between the Women's March, I saw also males, so malolist. So I came to a conclusion, and this maybe you find this very funny. I found a new term, acclamation, when you must call it, and I will call it the terminists, like the Terminator, the terminists. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I don't think
the
we need to be
terminists march.
I don't think we need to come up with new terms and complicate things. I think we need, if anything, to just keep things simple and easy to understand for people, and not get sucked into slogans and jingos and artfully crafted labels or anything like that, okay?
But they were funded by George Soros or not?
Oh, yeah. Well, we know that. I mean, Soros is just completely out there right now. He's just angry at Trump for disrupting his dreams of a one-world global empire. And apparently, when he was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Soros literally came out and boasted to the audience that he was going to find some way to take down President Trump for disrupting his globalist plans for the world. And what's really ironic about that is the conclusion of Davos is that globalism has failed. And so Soros is acting like a spoiled brat armed with billions of dollars. And he's very, very dangerous. Apparently, he's filed a lawsuit to lead to the impeachment of President Trump, which strikes me as kind of weird because only Congress has the power to impeach and remove the president. No lawsuit exactly. can do it. Because of the sovereign immunity clause.
Exactly, and that's why it was just a joke and just comedy, because I wanted to call it not the Women's March, but the Terminists March.
I think the Crybabies March works just fine here, and again, the sheer hypocrisy of these women out there screaming that Donald Trump, you know, said something in locker room talk, and he was in a locker room long before he ran for political office. At the same time, they utterly ignore all the sexual assaults and rape committed by former President Bill Clinton. And it just underscores the fact that it isn't the sex, it isn't the assault, it is simply we want our side to win and we don't care what we have to do to make it happen.
Thank you, Mike.
All right,
keep up the good work.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. Now then, Charles Ortel has been doing a lot of very good work. He's a financial analyst. And for the last couple of years, in fact, for more than 2 years now, he's been analyzing the Clinton Global Initiative charity and basically saying it is a global swamp. And there's more and more evidence coming out that the whole thing was a fraud. And he's not surprised that they're trying to shut it down and destroy all the documentation right now, especially since all of those foreign donations to the Clinton Foundation stopped the day that Hillary lost that election, which underscores that it really was a pay-for-play scheme all along. Now, getting on back to this issue of James Comey, the fact that during his speech in which they said they were not going to charge Hillary Clinton, the fact that he made a point of listing all the Title 18 violations tells me that James Comey was not at all happy about being put in that position. And I think now that Trump is going to keep him on as the FBI director, Comey sees an opportunity to rehabilitate his image with the public, to rehabilitate the image of the FBI with the public, and to move on forward. And now we're hearing where Congress is launching their own investigation about who within the FBI was actively working to protect Hillary Clinton. So we could see a real sweeping out of the FBI and all those people who were fully on board with what Hillary and Loretta Lynch and Obama were doing. And it needs to be done. We need to establish a deterrent so that future up-and-coming politicians will get the message that kind of behavior is no longer acceptable. So, now all these foreign governments are now out there screaming that it's time for Trump to be assassinated. And to nobody's surprise, there are all these liberal globalists here. And apparently a government official over in Sweden is openly calling for the assassination of President Trump. Apparently a German publisher is making the same comment. Now, I don't know where jurisdictional lines lie on this, but it is a crime, a felony, to threaten the life of the President of the United States of America. So what can be done in terms of international law? I'm not sure. But there are a lot of very reckless people out there, because if somebody does, in fact, take a shot at Donald Trump, all these people encouraging it could be prosecuted as accessories. Now, turning over to the war zones, and the corporate media still thinks that most Americans are morons and suckers and believe what they say. Apparently, Reuters came on out with an article saying Assad linked to Syrian chemical attacks for first time. And there's no backing for it. There's no backing for it at all. Even the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors said all of these attacks were done by the U.S.-sponsored rebels to frame Assad. And why is Reuters even bothering to come on out with this right now? Because the war in Syria is pretty much over, and the U.S. has been handed its worst military defeat since Vietnam. Latest reports are that ISIS defenses in northern Aleppo are collapsing, and even better, in the Idlib area, the rebels are actually now fighting each other over the dwindling supplies of weapons and ammunition and other. They're fighting each other to gain control of military and humanitarian supplies. Now, the Syria peace negotiations are going to resume in Geneva. And basically, they're rejecting ISIS and al-Nusra, which is al-Qaeda in Syria. And these four nations, Syria, Russia, Iran, and Turkey, are going to hammer out some kind of a deal that finally settles all of this down. Now, when Obama was still in office, the United States was pointedly not invited to these peace talks. But I would not be at all surprised if an invitation was accepted, rather extended, to Donald Trump's administration to have somebody come in there. Now, down in Israel, Israel's government continues to behave like Israel's government. Netanyahu is telling members of the Knesset that the new settlement homes that he's already authorized are just a taste, and claims that he's going to be able to convince Donald Trump that these settlements on stolen Palestinian land are a good thing. Maybe, maybe, for a while. But I think once Donald Trump deals with the government of Israel, government to government, I think his enthusiasm is going to wane. Even the most diehard Israel firsters in our government, by the time they're at the end of their term in office, they're just fed up. They just don't want to deal with Israel's government any longer. Now then, a little bit of good news coming on out there. As you know, there's a corruption probe into Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And apparently, Israeli media is reporting that this corruption investigation is now widening into two other possible areas of corruption. So it looks to me like Israel may be getting ready to give Netanyahu the old heave-ho and get somebody more moderate in there. Now, do you remember Tzipi Livni? She used to be the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Israel between 2006-2009. And she has been forced to cancel a visit to Belgium over fears that she could be arrested for war crimes. And all of this goes back to the last war on Gaza, which the United Nations concluded represented collective punishment of the Gazan people, which is a war crime. So Tzipi is going to stay home on that one. Now let's talk about the economy. I think one of the reasons we're seeing the stock market take off is there's a lot of optimism that there's going to be a lot of real economic activity, not just printing up more money and showering it all over to make things look good. But Donald Trump is talking about a major investment in infrastructure, and he's got the first 50 of them already picked out. And it's estimated this is going to create 15 million jobs for Americans. And the requirements for being on this list of infrastructure projects are that the parts and supplies and materials for these infrastructure projects come from American companies. Wow, what a really cool idea. Let's buy American. And I'm sure the New York Times is going to say, oh, that's horrible, that's racist, that's anti-globalist. Let's buy American. And yes, I got an email from somebody yesterday saying, you can't find anything made in America in the stores anymore. That's about to change. That is about to change here. Now, as you know, Donald Trump has come into office with his plan to make America great and the infrastructure plan. And the Democrats are now out there trying to come out and say, well, we have a better plan than you. Really, you should be letting us take care of this. Well, Democrats, if you had a plan to improve America's infrastructure, you had 8 years in which to start it, and you didn't do a darn thing. So stop trying to take credit for what Donald Trump is doing. Because you had your shot, you had your 8 years, it didn't get done. Now, the Caterpillar company has posted a record 49 consecutive months of declining retail sales. Apparently, Israel does not buy enough of those bulldozers for knocking down Palestinian homes to support the entire company. But again, these infrastructure projects are going to need this heavy machinery. So I would say if I actually had investment money, I'd be buying stock in Caterpillar because it's low now. But if these infrastructure projects take off, Caterpillar is going to be selling a lot of equipment. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was talking before about how people are moving to streaming over the internet and starting to actually move away from cable TV companies. In our case, because our cable TV company is also our internet service provider, we still have cable TV. But we're starting to use some of the streaming services. We're on Amazon Live primarily, so we can watch Grand Tour. And I was able to see Vaxxed on Amazon Prime. And for some reason, Time Warner Cable is not carrying that documentary. But more and more people are giving up that cable. And a lot of it has to do with some of the aggressive nonsense of the marketing department. A lot of it has to do with the fact that there's just nothing but reruns over and over and over and over again. So, a lot of cities now are starting to talk about what's being nicknamed the Netflix tax. Because so many people are ending their cable TV subscriptions that tax revenues are in decline. And as usual, tax revenues can never be allowed to decline. And now they're talking about imposing a tax on streaming video that would amount to about $50 per year. They are greedy, aren't they? Now then, kind of an alarming story here. And I don't know if this is from the incoming administration of Trump or something that was left over from Obama. But the government is now guaranteeing, meaning putting the taxpayer at risk, on a new form of mortgage-backed securities. Mortgage-backed securities for rental home properties. And we could see a complete repeat of what happened in 2008 unless this gets reined in. One thing we should definitely say is no more will the American people be made to pay for Wall Street's mistakes. If a financial institution is going to go bankrupt, let them go bankrupt. Make room for somebody with better business sense rather than the right family names. Over in Great Britain, rough sleeping rates have grown 16% since last year. Now, over in Great Britain, sleeping rough is their phrase for a homeless person. It's apparently a softer, more politically correct euphemism for a person who's sleeping on the streets, but that's what they're calling it here. Now then, as you know, Brexit is in a state of turmoil. Britain's Supreme Court ruled that Parliament does have to be consulted before Title 50 can be invoked. And following that ruling, it is now expected a Brexit bill will be presented to Parliament within days. And, of course, the Remain people are saying, oh, this is great. We're going to remain slaves to the European Union. And the people who voted for Brexit are saying, this is just the government screwing us over again. You know, cheating us of what we want. They could start a civil war with this. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger,
so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.